and fellow astronaut Gus Grissom at Kauai, Hawaii. "Wally, you have a go for 6 orbits. "Hallelujah," I replied. A few Soviet cosmonauts had stayed in orbit for a day or more, but I was on my way to becoming the American who had flown the farthest in space. I radioed John Glenn at Point Arguello, California, that for the next hour I'd be observing the Earth and taking pictures. As I passed over Florida, I got a shot of the entire East Coast up to New England. Beautiful. I told John, "I suppose an old song, Drifting and Dreaming, would be apropos at this point, but I don't have a chance to dream. I'm enjoying it too much." What I felt during my first ride into outer space so long ago just about sums up the way I feel about my life. I've really had one hell of a good time. I've had many wonderful adventures as an astronaut, fighter pilot, and test pilot. I've met some terrific people along the way, from presidents to admirals to race car drivers. And I've had the opportunity to share all this with a special friend, my wife Jo. Now this book is my opportunity to share my life and times with you. But it's more than a chance to tell tales and remember the great friends I've met. It also gives me a chance to talk about something I feel deeply about, the space program, where we've been and where we're headed. We were training for Apollo 7, which I commanded, when I decided to become a civilian for the first